We'll be right back. That's a tune, title tune, as a matter of fact, from the latest album by the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra. It's called Gimme Some Sugar, Baby, and it's a tune that was written by Jim Cutler. Steve Kirk was the trombonist, Mike West on tenor sax, Gordon Brown on alto sax, and Gary Williams, the drummer. Gimme Some Sugar, Baby, by the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra, a band which plays nearly every Sunday night at Tula's in Seattle. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene on 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. No particular theme today. We're just going to work through some recent releases and some things we've been intending to share with you, but for one reason or another haven't. Next week, I will tell you in advance, we're going to have the great Woody Herman tribute concert from Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend. That's next week on the 28th. Right now, we're going to listen to a couple of young women who come out of our area. One is Roxy Koss, a tenor saxophonist. The other one is pianist Ariel Pocock. Here's Roxy Koss first. This is from her latest album, now a New York resident and a regular with Jeremy Pelt's group, with Alex Wentz on guitar, Chris Pattershall piano, Desron Douglas bass, and Willie Jones III on drums, Roxy Koss on tenor sax, and a tune she wrote which reflects personal relationships as well as the music that you're about to hear. Some tricky situations at times, but once you get to know it, it works okay. This is called Tricky. Roxy Koss on tenor sax. recognize that tune. Keith Jarrett's Country, played here by pianist Ariel Pocock from her album Touchstone. Ariel Pocock at the piano with Larry Grenadier on bass, Eric Harland on drums, and Julian Lage on guitar. Ariel is from Bellevue originally, went to Tyee Middle School, Newport High School, University of Miami Frost School of Music, and this is from her album Touchstone. Before that, we were listening to Roxy Koss, who we first got acquainted with when she was playing in the Garfield Jazz Band and a student of Don Lanphier. Heard here in music from her latest album called Restless Idealism in a tune she wrote titled Tricky, with Alex Wentz on guitar, Chris Patashaw piano, Desron Douglas bass, and Willie Jones III on drums. That's Roxy Koss on tenor sax. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time. My name's Jim Wilkie, and this is 88.5, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. Soon to be known by a new name. After the end of this month, we're going to be KNKX, standing for Connects, connecting with listeners and jazz and blues and NPR news. We'll start using the new call letters when the FCC approves the license finally, which should be later this month. If you'd like to find out more about the new call letters and how to support the station, savekplu.org. And thanks. Coming up next, we'll be listening to a tune from a beautiful album by Miranda Sage titled On This Day. We'll be listening to the title tune with great arrangements in here by Don Thompson.
right, dancing to love on this day.
Thank you.
classic recording from Don Lanfear and Larry Coryell together. Don Lanfear on tenor sax and Larry Coryell on guitar. In 1990, this was recorded, and they were backed by Mark Seals on piano and electric keyboards as well, Chuck Dierdorf on bass, and Dean Hodges on drums. Don Lanfear and Larry Coryell on a tune which was, written by Mark Seals and titled Sunset Blues. Before that, we were listening to a beautiful arrangement of a really nice song by Miranda Sage and Don Thompson, titled On This Day. It's the title tune from Miranda Sage's latest album, On This Day. You're listening to Jazz Northwest on 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. And coming up next, we're going to be listening to a tune from Dina Blade's latest album called Bossa Amazonica.
Quiet nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window looking on the mountains and the sea. This is where I want to be, here with you so close to me, until the final flicker of life's embers. I was lost and lonely, believing life was only a bitter, tragic joke I've found with you. The meaning of existence, oh my love.
Que felicidade. Thank you.
Wow, isn't that beautiful? That's from the new recording by Jay Thomas and Gary Smullyan. Gary Smullyan on baritone sax and Jay Thomas on soprano sax on that tune, with John Hansen piano, Adam Kessler drums, and Michael Glenn on bass. That was Billy Strayhorn's beautiful song, Lotus Blossom. The album is called Lowdown Hoedown, Jay Thomas and Gary Smullyan. And before that, we were listening to the new one from Dina Blade. Bossa Amazonica is the name of the album, all Brazilian music, and recorded in Rio with a Brazilian band, and the tune Corcovado with Dina Blade. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, and music from Vancouver, B.C., tenor saxophonist Corey Weeds coming up next with Jeff Hamilton Trio. Jeff Hamilton on drums, Tamir Hendelman piano, Christoph Luthi on bass, and we'll hear them doing a song by Jobim, This Happy Madness. Thank you. That's the original 1948 recording of Woody Herman and the band playing Four Brothers, the Jimmy Giuffre composition so named for the similar sound of the tenor saxophonist Herbie Stewart, Stan Getz, and Zoot Sims, and the baritone saxophonist Serge Chaloff. We play that as a reminder that next week on the program we're going to be featuring the Woody Herman tribute concert from this year's Jazzport Townsend, co-led by two drummers who played with Woody Herman, Jeff Hamilton and Joe LaBarbera. That's next Sunday on Jazz Northwest. I'm sure you're going to enjoy that one. And before that, we were listening to This Happy Madness, the title song from Corey Weed's latest album with the Jeff Hamilton Trio. Jeff Hamilton on drums, Tamir Hendeman piano, Christoph Luthi on bass, and This Happy Madness. Wrapping up our Jazz Northwest for today, I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening. Join us again next Sunday at this same time for the Woody Herman tribute concert from Jazzport Townsend. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz, coming up next. You're listening to KPLU 88.5, Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1, Olympia, KVIX 89.3, Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9, Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues,